Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. This being the final chapter in the book of Philippians. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech. Now, I like the way he puts that. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Like, so what? He's referring back to the previous chapter. Stand fast in the Lord. What? Knowing these things about him, that he is, you know, he is able to subdue all things to himself. He's that powerful. He can change things. I beseech Euodias. I wrote down the meanings of lots of these names that he goes through. Like Epaphroditus is unto Aphrodite, and Euodias is fine traveling. Because I used to look for meaning in that. Like the meanings of the names or something. Like Paul means small. My name, Paul Stringini, means possibly small squeeze me. Little squeezer. I couldn't think of a less appropriate name for me. My wife would probably disagree. But, it's an ironic name, perhaps. Which is kind of fun. Because I'm a large man. I'm hoping to become a little smaller man. You know, a month ago I was 6'2" and 280 plus pounds. I'm looking to drop at least 80 of those pounds. Because I don't think it is appropriate for a man of God to exhibit such indulgence. God has shown me that it is not appropriate. I would not stick out among... I will not stand among the prophets, sticking out as... And this is Paul, the fat prophet. The chubby prophet. Not that I had a particularly... You know, the Lord... Maybe I carried the weight fairly well. Most people would gasp at the how much weight I had because I didn't have a big belly. It all hung around on my back and so on and so forth. But my thickness is easy to see. I know, I'm not going to... I thought preaching the gospel in such a guise is just... It's like you're displaying your sinfulness and your lack of self-control for all to see. Here, you know, we know one of the things he struggles with, you know, self-control. Or how about, you know, indulgence, overindulgence. Look at that guy. It's huge. It's not appropriate. I'm not going to be seen like that. Nope. Why should my... I would give... See, now I go and preach the gospel. I give people reason to blaspheme the cause of Christ. Because they'll look at they'll pick out the fault. You know? Let it be through some infirmity, which I have no control over. You know what I mean? I can preach Christ's infirmity. Like, I need... You know, my eyes aren't too good. It's funny, they talk about Paul's eyes. I don't have the best vision, you know. It's like I have unsightly birthmarks. I have other deformities. Let people judge me for that, you know, if they're going to have to pick on something external and not hear the words I'm saying. But let it not be like, okay, I'm suffering now because I'm an evildoer. I'm suffering because I am feeding myself like a pig. And the Lord showed me it has the time for that has expired. And I thank him for it. I really do. Well, so let's get off talking about that and go back to the word here. But it's an important thing, you understand. I speak of the things that have fallen out with me, to serve as an example to all those who hear me, that on one hand, you got to approve of things that are excellent, and the other, it's like you have to have hope and faith and know that God can deliver you out of all those things and make you measure up to Christ. Not that I've attained that yet myself, but I follow on. I press forward. So let that mind be in you. Press forward. Follow on. We're going to go after that crown. I beseech Euodus, or Euodius, whatever, or Euodia, because I X'd out the S, and beseech Syntyche. That the, you know, I have no idea if these are the proper pronunciations. Suntuken. Anyways, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. The mind that causes you to stand fast according to the previous chapter. Be of that mind. I'm not going to speculate. I thought, I'm like, oh boy, were these two at conflict or something? Are they having problems with that? Whatever. Now, these are letters that Paul wrote to actual people. They're not just contrived for, you know, he's like, well, I'm writing for people 2,000 years from now. I don't know that, you know, God knew that's what it was for, but Paul didn't necessarily have that in his mind. I think if he did, he might not have, you know, people are going to not know who these people are. You know, I don't know. But I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Well, I'm going to stop. But true yoke fellow. It must be someone who knew, you know who I'm talking about. You know, it's like saying, you know who you are. Help those women which labored with me in the gospel. And with Clement. You know, their names are in the book of life. That book of life. It goes back from the Old Testament to the book of Revelation. The idea of this book where the names of the living are written. It says, rejoice not that the devils are subject to you, but that your names are written in heaven. For whom he did foreknow. I'm kind of blending verses. To them he also did call and predestinate. Well, did predestinate and call. Them whom he called, he also justified. Those who he justified, he also glorified.